D-May got the passengers on board. Look at all the sleeping on that we endured. Trevor got his foot to the floor of the M3. Cam looking like a fellow dad with the big jeans. Daytona beast behind the scenes. Y'all know Party is not kidding, I'm serious. I'd like to welcome y'all to a no-look experience. From here on out, gotta put some respect on the name. They must have seen we up like they checking the score to the game. Hold up, let me open up the fridge, grab a Bud Light. I've been itching just to drop like a bug bite. They always come to us for advice just to see how it's done right. 2024, a no-look year.
I'm glad you switched.
I never liked Miller Lite.
I don't know. I'm just glad you're on there.
I wouldn't drink a Miller Lite for a million likes.
I never disliked Bud Light. Like,
let me ask you a question, though.
Yeah.
Hypothetically speaking.
Okay.
We blow up. It's not Anheuser-Busch. What's the other one?
Miller Coors.
Yeah.
Okay, so Miller Coors comes ringing. Mm-hmm. And it's like, hey. We have a sick idea. We have a pitch. We want Party Mike on top of the train in the new Silver Bullet commercial.
The Silver Bullet.
I mean, I think you'd be crazy to turn that down.
I mean, how much money are they throwing at me?
They're definitely going to give you more money to do one thing than your whole career at Anheuser.
I'm just saying, like, if it.
I'll say it like this. As Dave Chappelle once said, he said, I've been sponsored by Coke and Pepsi. He said, Pepsi's better because they paid me most recently.
Hey,
so,
hey, I respect
it. Hey, if they're throwing money at me, I mean, I don't know. It's hard to say no to something crazy.
I can't enjoy. Or
it just depends.
Or do you take the chance and say, no, I believe in Anheuser-Busch and the 100,000 American employees they hire.
That's what my heart says.
You know,
when you ask me that.
What if they're like, but then $10 million to stand in front of this green screen for 38 seconds? You'd be nuts. I'm sorry, you'd be nuts. The thing is,
I'm gonna ride that damn silver bullet.
From then on,
you take it. You take it.
From then on, do you have to publicly drink?
I'm just not the type to switch on anybody, you know. And I bet there's so much, but
you go throw beers with Dan Marino, dude. If that's what you want to do, man.
I think if you have to switch drinking like to Miller Lite or Coors, bro, like there's no way. I can't drink, dude. It's so heavy. You get drunk off Miller or Coors, you get a headache.
I would. My
I'm
only
drink Bud Light every day.
I'm gonna pour Bud Light in the damn Miller bottle.
My only counter offer would be like, nah. I'm only rocking with the Coors Banquet snub nose bottles. That's the only thing I want to be a part of.
This guy thinks he's John Dutton, man.
Like, come on, man.
Bro, I am sipping on this hoop tea. It's like a, I don't know, just a new tea.
We sipped them the other day.
What am I drinking?
Good.
They're straight.
Boilermakers. Shout out to Purdue.
Straight steam rollers.
Purdue Pharma. They can die in a hole.
Yeah,
you ain't playing. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, welcome steam back. Roller. No Look Passengers, episode 41 in here. Live in charge, man. Party Mike, Trevor. No Cam today. He chilling. He editing videos and whatnot.
Got him in the workshop.
Got him in the lab working.
Working hard, man. In the sweatshop.
Usually Trevor makes that joke.
True.
Man. Anyway, boys.
Not today.
What you guys been doing today, man? It's a weird day today, bro. I woke up, went to work.
Really was.
It was 70 degrees at 7 o'clock. It was
nice,
so
breeze,
nice.
Kind of overcast.
Did it start raining a little bit?
That's when it all went to crap.
It progressively just got worse all day.
Yeah.
It was like just one of those days, man. It was like, started off really good. And
it's
then,
cold as now, and the wind's blowing so hard, I think this place might fall over, man.
Bro, we're at such a weird point, and I hate it so much. It's just like such a nice day, like the 70 degrees, and won't rain like that like the other day.
Yeah.
And then we'll go to like tonight, it's supposed to be below freezing. And it rained today, so we got to worry about like the roads freezing.
Time change, daylight savings is next week.
That's right. Yeah,
can't wait for that.
Trevor ain't even changed his clock in his car yet. I noticed today, so all he has
don't
to
matter
do
is hey, go right back.
So it's about to fall right back in line, man.
He'll be right back on track. You know what I'm saying?
I probably got a couple clocks.
I'm also
the
same guy that will just like ignore the needs washer fluid thing, which is crazy. Like,
how often do you really use
it? I never use it. In fact, I don't even know how the light came on. It's got to be a sensor. I don't use
or it's leaking.
I don't think so.
You know?
But, hey. Now, if that popped up in the M3, you know I would be like,
you could fail a state inspection for some washer fluid, bro. And it's like, man, I don't even use this. Like, it's very – I mean, I guess it is necessary whenever it's dirty, but
My car's usually clean that it never matters.
Excuse me, dude.
I ain't dissing you. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I seen him looking weird in my car out there, dude. It's a little dirty.
I mean, the F30 is dirty.
Trevor was sitting there shaking his head in disgust. I'm
just wiping it.
Sorry, guys. Damn, I get that from my dad. Ugh. My dad gets into my mom's car and goes. And she'll go, would you stop?
Oh, man. Shout out to Todd, though. I love Todd. Todd's a great guy.
I got an idea, and I think I could spill this sauce on the podcast. It wouldn't be a problem. So I see this thing that a lot of podcasts do, and you've probably seen it. They do a thing where they have, like, call-ins.
Oh, yeah.
I want to do that, like, a podcast, and I want to do it with, like, I want to start out, obviously, with people we know.
Oh, for sure.
Like, Papa Perk call in, and we just ask him a round of questions and you know, let him be him.
For sure.
Do it with my dad.
So you saying, like, on a phone call or, like, a voicemail?
We'll get a voicemail.
Yeah, we'll do, like, a thing.
Yeah. Like, we'll get him to ask a question, and then we'll respond. Do we talk to him, or do we phone him in?
No, no, you phone him in, and I guess you would hook up a line to the computer.
Oh, we could make that happen.
I think it would be funny, dude. Like, Pablo calls in.
Oh, that would be great.
You know what I mean? Like...
That would be great.
If you're watching this,
we'll just call Nara.
Just hit us the DM. Yeah,
talk to the dude chefing up with the rice. Come on. I'm busy.
Would be fire.
Speaking Spanish.
Get Papa Perk and Todd in here at the same time.
Oh, yeah, that would
be
good.
Dude, it's so funny that Todd thinks Cameron's Douglas. I know this is inside baseball, but.
Yo, shout out to you, Douglas.
Hey, man, shout out to Dougie.
Dog.
Poor Cam, dude. Anyway, some interesting news today, man. You guys want to get right into it?
Let's dive into it.
Let's do it.
Because I've seen a little bit about it, but I never
pull it up on the.
I've been seeing the storm of things kind of work up to this, and I didn't see this till he said something about it. But I think it started for me with the Cat Williams interview.
Yeah, he did.
Where he said Diddy likes to party.
He did say that.
Yeah.
Now that, you know, maybe Cat Williams did know something.
I did see where Diddy's ex-wife or wife, claimed that he was, like, abusive and...
It was, like, Cassie.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, well, I know that was, like, a whole lawsuit or whatever. But this new one, it involves a producer named Lil Rod, who is accusing Diddy of sexual misconduct.
On him?
On Diddy, yeah. Pretty much, it's like a 70-page lawsuit, but, you know, the internet interneted and got what we needed out of it. The biggest...
It's that Cliff Notes.
Yeah, pretty much. the biggest, you know, indictment, I would say, in here is there is a redacted name. There's two big redacted names out of the lawsuit. One is a... it's an indicated rapper from Philadelphia, allegedly, who dated Nicki Minaj. you know, it does not mention any names.
I mean, I just saw his picture, so apparently the internet is making probably accurate.
Below this, there was another footnote for a redacted R&B singer. That said, he performed at the Super Bowl and had a successful Vegas residency.
Don't know who that could be.
Which, you know, allegedly, all fingers point.
Just say it, man.
Anyway, to Usher, man. It's Usher and Meek Mill.
Who's the Philly guy? Meek Mill?
It's Usher and Meek Mill. And all day.
Yeah, I thought it was Lil Uzi Vert, dude.
All day it's been...
when they said Super Bowl.
James Harden.
And Nicki Minaj.
Academics and... Meek Mill going at it on Twitter, bro. It's been pretty funny, man.
All y'all people who keep attacking me for saying that Academics is funny.
Academics genuinely is.
I'm not saying he's like, if he was trying to be comedic, that he's funny. Like, he just, everything he does is funny.
Yeah, he just.
The way he moves is like.
He's got a character to him, bro.
Yeah, bro. Like, I'm not saying he's trying to be funny and like, oh, he's so good at being funny. I'm just saying, like, he's just funny whether he knows it or not.
So I'm trying to think of where. See, I don't know a whole lot about Academics, but I remember there being, like, a big thing. Was it with Drake? Where he kind of, like, really...
Him and Drake are homies, low-key. Like, Drake, so homies. Drake messes with him. Okay. Yeah.
But I'm trying to remember, like,
I'm pretty
big,
sure
like,
you're thinking of Meek Mill,
was
dude.
In, or...
Him and Meek Mill have been in a bunch.
Yeah, he beefs a lot with Freddie Gibbs. He beefs a lot with Meek Mill.
Okay.
But what blew him up, he did that show with Joe Budden on Complex. Everyday Struggle.
Okay.
Before then, he was like behind the computer. Never really showed his face.
Never.
This was like kind of before he even was streaming, I do believe.
It was just like putting out the little YouTube videos that were just like gifts.
It was basically his Instagram now, just him talking about it.
And like what blew him up was the war in Chirac. He did like a documentary style thing where he covered pretty much what Trap Lord Ross does now.
But whenever he, you know, got out from behind the screen and got on that show with Joe Budden, it kind of like took him to a whole nother place where like, okay, people can hate on him. You know, he's a bigger guy. You know, he opened himself up to being hated a lot more. And that's when you've seen a lot of people hate him.
Yeah.
But
he's got really honest takes.
But his streams are great. When he gets off the Hennessy, bro, and starts yelling at his computer, bro, it's some of the most entertaining shit I've ever seen.
The one where him and Adam 22 got into it.
That one was great.
Great.
The one where he this one, bro, about the Diddy stuff. Whenever Diddy's talking about him and Usher wrestling over the Frosted Flakes or whatever, man. There's a legendary academics rant on it.
So with Usher, a big thing I've always heard is that he has herpes.
Oh, right? That's a fact. I'm pretty sure.
I mean, they say like the Let It Burn song, like it probably wasn't really about that, throw that at that. But
yeah, I think that's a more recent thing.
I've heard that Diddy's the one that gave it to him.
I've never heard that, but allegedly.
I don't know. It's alleged.
You know, allegedly.
AF, but
allegedly, that makes a lot of sense. You know, if you were to put the pieces, you know,
probably came from Diddy. I don't know, maybe.
If you threw all the pieces out on the table and built the puzzle, you know,
I'm gonna lay out
kind of fitting together a little bit, you know.
I'm gonna lay out my little take on this.
Let's hear it.
I think it makes perfect sense that this is true, because think about Diddy. If he's really a freak like that, he can.
This is Kevin Hart.
Nobody's going to acknowledge this for me. Puff just said we used to wrestle over the Frosted Flakes. And we're streaming like
this. He said off the Frosted Flakes.
If Frosted Flakes means
cocaine?
We used to wrestle to see who nutted first? I don't think they told my cereal, my nigga.
He's crazy, bro. He be going in, man.
Anyway, I think that this makes perfect sense because if you were like that, who better to blackmail or extort in this way than rappers who, for one, will do anything to get put on, and two, they ain't never going to admit that they got fucked in the ass.
Yeah, Trevor has this crazy – it actually makes a lot of sense.
Think about it. Meek Mill ain't never going to – he ain't never, ever going to come out and say, yes, this happened.
Nah, he can't.
He's going to deny it.
For sure.
Your street cred, done. I mean, think about it.
No, wait a second.
Diddy's a powerful figure in the music industry. And if he says, yo, let me do this to you and you know, you can have a number one or we'll make, you know, your career do this
or that. And that's what he says
that.
Apparently to Lil Rod in this – you know,
Think about it.
It gets pretty deep if you actually read the whole lawsuit. I watched another video on it by True Gordy, bro. He's a British dude who makes videos. But he broke the whole thing down, and like Lil Rod basically was like, Diddy told him, was like, bro, we get it cracking right here. I'll get you a Grammy. And you
got a Grammy. I don't know. Did they get it cracking? Or
I don't know. I don't know if Lil Rod got a Grammy also.
So now, like, in your heart, do you guys really feel like that happened?
I mean, listen. Dude, Diddy's a weird guy. There's no doubt.
It's, I don't know, man. I do think there's a weird Hollywood elite, and at a certain point, when you get
We're talking about billionaires here.
Like when
top-tier millionaires and billionaires.
I think it's a weird game people start playing. Like,
it's almost like they do stuff to each other so they like always have something on each other.
It's really
in
like
a weird way.
Yeah. It's
you hear a lot with political shit. Like political parties have like these gatherings where they do
Diddy is Epstein,
stuff.
Bro.
Yeah.
Diddy, there was a lady, Diddy's head the lady that like ran all of his shit was basically in charge of like when girls would say something, she paid him and was like, nah, chill out. And like it was like a whole operation, man.
Accountant, like
just yeah,
a front desk employee, like taking care of all that stuff.
Yeah.
Bro, the only thing that makes me feel that's made me feel weird about this, I don't really care about Diddy.
Nah.
But to think of him and Biggie, like I mean, back in the day, like, I mean, was
the whole
you think about the Epstein stuff, that stuff was going on in the 90s. You think about this.
What was going
on with Biggie and like all that stuff? Like,
come on, man. Why 50 Cent don't like Diddy? 50 Cent ain't never told no lie.
And 50 Cent ain't never bent over, pun intended, for nobody.
Listen, man.
He hasn't, bro. Never.
If 50 say he don't rock with somebody, I don't rock with him. Because I've never seen 50 Cent be wrong.
Because he's just like, he's a high up like person, and he don't care to like,
I mean,
tell you about people.
I respect
Floyd
it, man.
Floyd Mayweather, Ja Rule.
We talk about legendary interviews all the time, you know, like yeah. People. I've been formulating a new list in my head.
That man got shot 9 times and then...
Would love to meet him. That's like a dream. Eventually, when we blow up, 50 Cent is like just a legend, bro.
For
like,
one thing, he's probably, for sure, like my childhood top three. In my top three.
Easily.
So I done told y'all, Get Rich or Die Trying changed my life.
Dog.
Like...
And if you listen to it now, it still holds up.
Front to back.
Dog.
Like... From the gunshot, from the bullet dropping on the intro track.
All I know is whenever Window Shopper comes on, I feel like I'm on a yacht.
Did y'all get introduced to 50 by Eminem?
No, I told you, I got a 50 Cent CD on the playground.
I've never really been
at
like
a Baptist church daycare.
Yeah. Hard.
I've never really been like an Eminem, like, stan. Like, I've heard some of it. I get what he's a big... Like, he's one of the best.
It was the Slim Shady
whatever,
LP and Get Rich or Die Trying, both CDs, same time, same day, from the same guy.
No.
On the playground. Yeah.
I told the story before.
Yeah.
I watched the Get Rich or Die Trying movie at a young age.
I remember having my dad showing me. I never watched the movie, but I played the game. I remember renting the game from Flick Video.
No, the movie was solid.
Getting my mom to rent the game.
He's acting as himself.
Yeah, and it's like the soundtrack.
I remember the one album
was for the movie, bro.
You ever watched the movie of him where he like got cancer and was sick?
Yeah, like,
I football just player. Pictures of
yeah.
him.
Yeah, I watched that one one time.
Really,
there was
like,
another. There was another movie.
Down like that?
There was another movie of him, and it was like a gangster movie type deal, but like it happened in the snow. He was like thugging in the snow. I can't remember what it was, but I remember watching that one too.
For one thing, he's not a bad actor.
No, he's not.
He's pretty
and
good.
And the vibe, businessman wise, you know, like whatever.
Bottom in water.
But to get back onto this, like you were saying, if you go from the start, Diddy's always been involved in some stuff. You know, like
I think he's a psychopath.
I don't think you're far from the truth. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so now his ex-wife died, right? Like his kid's mom. I believe.
I don't know. Passed away,
like, I think a couple years ago.
I think I do remember seeing that. I think I do remember seeing that.
Did Diddy call... Did, take two. Did Diddy kill his wife? We don't know. What do you think? Send a voicemail in.
Diddy was the one
we'll
who tried to bomb Kid Cudi. Remember that?
Yeah.
We talked about that.
Yes,
yeah.
That's what I've seen come out of this, like, recent stuff, is that...
He also slapped the fuck out of Drake one
They said,
time.
Why you think J. Cole rides a bike around everywhere?
That would be hard, dude, to have a whole conversation with J. Cole about P. Diddy.
Because they got in a fight, right?
You were right.
He talked about that on his album.
Kim Porter was her name.
Okay.
But yeah, I do remember the whole, when this first kind of came out with the whole Cassie thing and him trying to bomb Kid Cudi. That was crazy.
I mean, Kid Cudi, like, why?
Bro thinks that he's in, like, a damn Narcos movie.
Why would you want to kill Kid Cudi?
Also,
who knows?
Though,
that's the thing.
Another interesting,
some elite stuff, probably.
Another interesting twist in this whole thing. Meek Mill conveniently woke up today to this news and then started promoting a new song or an album he's dropping. So if this is a rollout, this is one hell of a rollout.
I'm thinking he's a big enough clout chaser to take one, dude.
This ain't dreams and nightmares. It's just nightmares.
That's what. That's the only thing I don't. I you know. I still want to hold the, you know, y'all thought I was finished. Hold up, wait a minute, you know.
Nah, he had some bangers back in the day, for real.
Like, I don't
Dream
wanna,
Chasers, like, one, two, three?
Yeah, bro. Yeah. The Flamers mixtapes, man. Yeah. Like, wow.
I mean, now that I'm thinking about now it, bro, that, the names are
now
like,
that you say that out loud, dude.
Yeah. Damn. Mm.
Dreams and Nightmares of Diddy. Flaming for Diddy.
Come on. I got to go get back on my old computer and undownload that off.
I do. Bro, do you guys remember, like, the Drake and Meek Mill beef?
Yeah.
You guys remember?
Was it like the back-to-back?
Type of thing. Yeah. I remember being, I was at the beach, bro.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, I was into it, you know, like on Twitter. I was watching it happen.
Keeping up with it.
I remember at night, Funk Flex got on the radio and had the Meek Mill diss. And, like, he kept, like preparing, you know, like, saying he had it for, like, 2 hours. And then he finally played it. And it was like, it came in with like the Undertaker theme song, and
I think the first one,
yeah, that's the first one that Drake. Really, but it was like the response by Meek Mill, and it was a lot of build up for nothing.
Yeah,
you know?
It wasn't very
and,
good.
I think WWE ended up sending Meek Mill like a cease and desist, and was like, "Hey, don't. You can't sample that." You know?
If it would have been a hit like Drake's was, it would have, yeah.
So I vividly remember like being in this beach house, like on my like phone on like iHeartRadio on Hot 97, listening to Funk Flex, waiting on the Meek Mill track. And I was like, man, whatever.
I remember everyone, you know? Whenever it came out, they were just like, that was not good.
And then he put out another one that like, was supposed to be whatever, but
then Drake dropped his shit, made a damn platinum song.
I remember the back to back. What back to back was
a diss track.
Yes, Trevor.
Back to back.
Was it to Meek Mill or was it to Joe Budden?
It was to. I think he dissed both of them in there, didn't he?
Which one did because Drake dissed Joe Budden too, right?
He did. This was all around the same time, I think.
I can't remember what song that was, though.
But, you know what's crazy? You know who freaking produced that song?
Who?
Nav.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was that. What's the cover of that? Is it the baseball one? Yeah. There's one.
That's a hard song. You said Nav produced that?
Yeah.
That's wild, dude.
No. I know what you're talking about, bro. No, not that one.
There's another one. He did too.
No, he did Charged Up. He did that one. There's another one.
And I'm pretty sure Joe Budden dissed Drake too. And that was like one of his last songs he ever made.
You getting bodied by Twitter fingers turn to... No, trigger fingers turn to Twitter fingers.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a different one, bro.
I don't know. I can't remember.
You getting bodied by singing you know what.
Going bad. They had songs together.
Back to back. No. What was it called? I think that one was the one that was at Joe Budden, dude.
Charged Up and Back to Back. There's the two diss tracks, it says.
There's another. There's
July 31st, 2015. About 10 years ago.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
There's another song.
Meek Mill then replied with "Wanna Know."
On SoundCloud. Wanna Know? Yeah, that's what it was. Man, I just got deep reading about this Joe Budden and Drake beef. I can't remember specific. We'll have to. That's a NLP music thing. One day we'll have to. Yeah. We'll have to break down the Joe Budden Drake.
Remember the Drake beef. Migos.
Yeah,
Joe Budden.
So that'll start with Academics and
Ice Trader Gang.
Academics and Joe Budden off that show at the Complex Awards. Remember? Yeah.
He said
it was like
if a hating call him Joe Budden pussy.
That was the whole. Do it look like I was left off Bad and Bougie?
Yeah.
That was all the whole.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the whole thing.
Man,
So Academic's been beefing with rappers, man.
Which is crazy. I don't think Ak had an issue with them at that time, did he?
No, it was more of
it was Joe Budden.
It was Joe Budden.
Did he? Or didn't he?
Because I'm pretty sure Joe Budden was like dissing everybody at the time. Because this was also on that same show, Everyday Struggle, Joe Budden went super hard at Yachty.
That was what started the beef with the Migos.
Yeah.
Yachty was funny, though. He handled it like a boss.
Yeah, he just kind of sat there.
Joe Budden just sitting there screaming at me. He's like, chill.
Yeah, he gets up and he's screaming at the table, bro. Hey, that's legendary shit, man. Y'all should go watch Everyday Struggle, man.
I used to watch it all the time.
It used to come on, like, every day almost, I think, for a little bit.
And then who was the other guy that took Joe Budden's place?
I can't remember, but it wasn't.
Was it Wayno?
Maybe. But it wasn't as good.
Nah, because Joe Budden and Ak going at each other all the time was hilarious.
Yeah, that was funny. And then I'm pretty sure that started like Academics beefing with like Rory and Maul.
Yeah,
and then that was crazy. It's also funny to hear like the Joe Budden and Academics like when they link up and talk because like
they used to argue, but they got like a weird respect for each other.
Yeah, it's weird.
They actually like each other. Yeah, I think
it's cool. It's cool content. You know?
Nah, but as far as this, what do we think here? What's the final verdict? Do you think that Meek Mill took Diddy's Diddy? Did he or Diddy?
I don't want to speculate on that, but I do think Diddy is a menace to society. I'll say that.
I think this might be the white person in me, but I think he needs to be behind bars. He's trying to blow people up.
Listen, if it's true, it's crazy. You are innocent until proven guilty. I believe in the United States, you know, Constitution,
we'll see if he's
court
like
of law,
R. Kelly and just
due process.
To himself.
You know, the due process in court. Yeah. I believe that should be upheld. So you should be treated as innocent until proven guilty. But if proven guilty of diddying down Meek Mill and blowing up Kid
Diddy
Cudi.
Diddy bopping Meek Mill from behind.
That's, you know, something needs to be wrong. There's some crazy stuff in here about Stevie J, too, which, you know.
I'm just still trying to figure out that other Drake song, bro.
I'm starting to wonder if Diddy killed Biggie, dude. Did he?
Did he? He didn't prevent it, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know if Diddy did it, dude. I don't know. To be determined. Did he?
Did he?
Or did he not?
Did he not?
He's a menace, dude.
The world may never know.
He's a menace. You watch Baseball Party, Mike?
I want to. I want to get back into it.
I think since you got me watching NASCAR, and I sit through these damn NASCAR races.
Absolutely, yeah.
Whenever damn.
Bro,
speaking of NASCAR, the race Sunday, you know, I don't want to go too country on everybody, but.
Awesome race.
That was a crazy NASCAR race. I know you dipped out on the boys. But we sat here and watched the race, dude. It was insane.
Bro, Lightning McQueen finish, the Piston Cup.
It literally was like three cars.
They were
bro,
three wide at the finish line.
Three 100s
Daniel
of a
Suarez
second.
Sticking his tongue out to beat him by 0.0003 seconds or whatever.
It was crazy, dude. And then damn Truex, man.
He was up there. He was up there, and he just got out of the line. And that's when you get left in the – in the
went
dust,
from like
man.
Fourth to like 18th, man. It was really it got intense pretty quick. The last 10 laps, I would say actually like the last like 25 are pretty good.
It's got me excited for the season.
Like it's
and I know with NASCAR.
You got me into it.
NASCAR for me is my buddy, shout out to Thad from work. He put me on to NASCAR. I got back into it like 3 years ago again. And just learning everybody in it and like who doesn't get along with who's cool with who's on what team together.
Speaking of Noah Gragson, I know we talked about that pussy motherfucker last week, but bro, I was playing the game in there a second ago.
Is he
bro
on the Xfinity or something?
I'll be damned if he didn't spin my ass out, man. Like last lap, try to take me over, bro.
He's trying to build his career mode. And Noah
I
Gragson
him on Twitter, actually his boy Trevor seen it, started talking shit on Twitter on the game. So you know I had to be disrespectful. I hit square on him. Insult.
Come
you
on.
You know what I'm saying?
But that's how I want to be with baseball.
The reason
I
bring
baseball, I want to learn more. Because I used to love it.
North Carolina. It's currently February 28th. Only 12 more days until the sports books go legal.
Ooh.
Live, I
North
would say.
Carolina, yeah.
So we can gamble. Legally.
I love how it says we.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't gamble.
We gotta get into it, man. Y'all gotta at least try, man.
The only gamble I take nowadays, dude.
No,
is staying up till 10 p.m.
Listen,
y'all gotta put
this rubber on or not?
Y'all gotta put y'all gonna put some money in there and gamble with me, bro.
I'll put $5 in.
You can't I got make five, a bet with $5 on it.
You gotta put like 50.
Fuck that.
What do you mean?
It's a tank of gas, man.
All right, whatever. Anyway. That's what I was gonna talk about, but Trevor shit on it, so y'all go ahead, take the floor. Oh,
no, but really though, I mean, I want to get back into baseball. Like, me and Party Wife been to, and when we lived in California, we went and seen the Padres, the Angels, and the Dodgers.
That's all of them. Well, you, the Giants. The
Giants. Yeah, we didn't go up north, but and then we in St. Louis, we've seen the Cardinals play like twice, I think.
In Oakland. I think Oakland is moving to Las Vegas. I'm pretty sure.
Everybody said we out.
We gotta go to Vegas too, man.
I'm down with that.
The Sphere.
You want to talk about gambling? Nah, fuck you, dude. You can't go to. You don't gamble. You don't get to go on
he
the
said,
Vegas.
I got $5 to go to
fun
Vegas.
Stuff you can do in Vegas without gambling.
Okay.
Trevor pulling out a $5 bill at Vegas. Like, what can this get me?
Yeah,
dude.
On,
There's plenty of shit you can do in Vegas
for $5.
For $5. No. But can't. There's stuff you can do without gambling.
Name one.
Strip club.
He's thinking the women of the night, probably. Yeah. I didn't know.
Oh, dude, they got
word.
Plenty of escorts and prostitutes down there. I mean,
we're about to lose Trevor. Like,
if I'm gonna spend money on something, I'm gonna get my money's worth.
You sound like Diddy.
That ain't the same.
You're a Diddy bopper, like, dude.
That's not the same.
You're just a Diddy bopper.
That's
bro.
Not the same.
You're a Diddy bopper.
That's not the same.
Trevor's gonna lose you.
Trevor's
like,
on Diddy bop watch.
I didn't say I was paying for men. And say I was paying for the booty hole of a man.
Get over here a little bit. Dream chaser.
Flamer.
Yo, man.
You're just a little dream chaser, bro.
Look, I live in a place where if you get a prostitute, it's going to be toothless, bitch. So you can go to Vegas and get some bad,
bad
prostitutes. Yeah, that's y'all, man.
You,
also you
learn
can't
something
say
new
that,
every day.
So please quit saying that so I don't have to chop this whole thing up again.
You can get some, you can get your money's worth for sure in Vegas.
But dude, I've not seen the Braves play. I feel like it'd be cool if we all went down and seen the Braves play, NLP experience. But
I'm with
not
it.
To get off what we were talking about.
Thanks for bringing us back to what we were talking about.
All right.
I haven't been to the new Atlanta Stadium yet.
Pretty
I
cool.
I went to the old one, Turner Field.
That's right. I didn't remember. I forgot they.
They built a new one. It's super nice, apparently.
Yeah, what's the place called?
Truist.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
The Banks.
And what was the old one?
Turner Field.
Turner Field. Okay. Yeah, that's some legendary stuff.
I
right
seen
there.
That. I was actually at a game there one time. They were playing the Yankees. You Google this. This is a fact. I was there.
I believe you.
And someone fell off the balcony and died.
While you were there?
Yeah.
Do you see it?
Yeah.
Dummy.
Like, damn. Fell. Then they, you know, scurried
over. Y'all ever seen that video?
Carted
it was
off.
At like a stadium like that or something, and somebody dropped their hat, and all the people like 10 balconies up were like tossing to the next one.
Yeah, I did
that's
see
crazy.
That.
I love stuff like that, man.
Yeah, that was pretty fire.
But anyways, I would love to go to Vegas. Y'all seen like the Sphere and like how like
yeah,
YouTube
the Sphere's crazy
came out and like
I heard
was the first ones to perform there, and it was
there's a so
look crazy.
There's a Pat McAfee clip. Mm. I know you don't watch Pat McAfee, but. They went to Las Vegas and they did the Sphere. Well, they're like us. They're, you know, guy stuff. You know, we've all heard a U2 song probably, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, they went to the U2 concert and they were like, this fucking sucks. Like, they're like the Pat McAfee boys.
No,
I think
I've
seen a clip of them
U2.
Saying that.
U2.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
I
it's
know
like, that. He's like, why did you not play any of the hits that we would know? Like, why?
Did they not?
Nah, he said they played nothing but, like, deep album cuts.
What's, like, what's U2's hits?
I couldn't tell you. Vertigo? Ain't that one?
How to Save a Life?
No, that's the damn, that's The Fray, man.
The Fray.
Come on, man. That's a sad song. Is that the?
I only thought of that because BLP Kosher said, they asked me, I forget what he said, but he said something about The Fray, I guess.
Yeah.
And said how to save a life or something.
Shout out to BLP Kosher, man.
let's get BLP Kosher on the pod.
Cousin Josh called me the other day. It's almost Gabe's birthday. So shout out to Daytona Beast.
We
got to
celebrate
month.
That.
Not next month. It's in April. but soon, you know.
Soon come.
He called me. I was like, bro, you want to go to a BOP kosher concert for Gabe's birthday? I was like, absolutely not. But y'all should go. And y'all should have a great time.
I said, absolutely not.
But no, I will not go there.
You know? Do you like concerts?
No, me either. I don't.
It's crazy as a music listener and a music lover. But like, dude, it sounds better in my headphones, and I don't got to stand shoulder to shoulder with sweaty ass people.
I used to love it, but I feel like I'm on the same page with y'all.
My thing is like crowds. Like, I don't even like going out like a lot of times with crowds. But it's like counterproductive, or what's the word I'm looking for?
Counterintuitive or something.
I don't know. It's like it counterpoints. Like I'll
shout out to Douglas. Big word of the day.
I'll go watch wrestling with like 80,000 people in a, you know, in Texas. You really love. But yeah, it's different, and it's like I don't know.
How I feel about NASCAR.
I'll put it into perspective with you.
It's also not, you know, the vibe of the concert. Just
But
you're shoulder to shoulder, and
It's different. Look, I'll put it into perspective for you. So you'll like understand it, because I'm the same way as you. I don't like the shoulder to shoulder. I don't like whenever I have to try so hard to maneuver through people just to get where I'm going. But like, if I go to a big car show and it's like that, no problem.
Yeah, it's different.
But then I go to damn Nashville for the real estate stuff, and I'm maneuvering my way through real estate people, and I'm like, oh fuck this, man.
Yeah, dude. Like, I hate walking down the street and like not getting to walk like at the pace I want to walk. Oh my god,
dude! Walking through Nashville is like. There's a crowd of women who take up the whole freaking sidewalk and every centimeter of the damn place so they can take pictures.
All dressed up like Lanny Wilson.
Dog, and I'm like, get the fuck out of the way.
I just want to go get a burger, dude.
I just want to go back to my room.
Damn real estate convention.
I was literally about to shit in my pants, and I'm like 3 blocks away from the hotel.
You wore them uncomfortable shoes too, didn't you?
I was wearing the Dior's, man. They was blistering my feet, and I'm trying to get the fuck
big
back.
Big stepping.
Dog, I'm crop dusting people. I just know it. And it stunk too, bro, and it's
some
hot outside.
Some chick dressed up like Lanny Wilson walking through.
Nashville.
I love the smell of Nashville.
Nashville in the morning. I'm trying to get back to take a shit. I'm on the elevator trying so hard not to shit my pants, dude. Oh, every fart's rolling right off a turd.
See, that's what was crazy about, like, San Antonio. Like, we went out and, like, we walked around this, like, river walk thing. It's, like, this river that runs through and, like, a bunch of, like, a mall and, like, a bunch of businesses. And you just walk around this thing or whatever. And, like, you're walking. And it's just, like, Mexican food and, like, you know, the river's right. Like, it just smells so good. And, like, it's just, like, food and, like.
Yeah.
It's not as many people. But yeah. I don't know. It was cool. But Nashville, I went one time to watch wrestling too, and it was like, it's weird because like I know y'all don't watch wrestling, but like the WWE will like take over a city.
Oh, I guarantee it.
So it's like, you know, the 60,000 people coming to watch the show are also in the city. So like when you're going out, like we're walking down Nashville, and it's like, you know, you're kind of like Nashville people, and then it's like. A bunch of like, you know, people in wrestling shirts too. What? Like, like it was a cool mix of like people, bro. It's cool to see stuff like that.
Than the crowded parts of Nashville, the cool thing about Nashville is you got this big city.
Food's great.
Yeah, probably about the same size as Charlotte, but you got like. 3 blocks where everybody's at.
Yeah.
If you ain't on those 3 blocks, dude, you got this whole big city to yourself.
They say hockey games down there, they go crazy.
I guarantee it.
Was that the Predators?
The Predators.
Yeah, they got their hockey team down there. I walked, you know, they got that nice stadium.
Yeah, the Nashville Predators.
Nashville Predators, okay.
Not the Diddy Bopper Predators.
Yeah, the Diddy Boppers.
Not the, the Diddy Boppers. That's a good one. That's the name.
But yeah, Nashville's a cool city. I wouldn't mind going back. Just.
No, it's fun. We should take a trip.
It's not that bad of a drive.
I've never been in down. I drove right past it on 40 like 50 times. But I've never stopped by.
I'm telling you, we should this whole summer.
Nashville.
We should just B&B in different cities for like a weekend.
Between four people, it's not expensive.
We'd be straight.
I feel like if we have those set, we could plan ahead with like if we could try to link with people to
fuck yeah
pod and do whatever, shoot videos or whatever it may be. I feel like just to expand like that, and it's almost like a tour, but like
we could make it happen, dude. For sure, we'll plan it.
Yeah, I like that.
We'll run down the East Coast. We was talking about moving the other day. You know, like we'll meet blow up and shit. Yeah. You know where we should go, man? Like, you talking about big cities, man. We should just go to, like, Wilmington.
I love Wilmington.
Like, we should just, like, it's every, you know what I'm saying? Like, we should just go to the beach, man. Like, fuck the big city. Yeah, I just is like, what I'm saying. Like, let's go to the beach.
I like Florida, though, because, like, there's just something about being down there whenever it's, like, you know it's freezing back home. And it's, like, 65 there.
I like the cold sometimes, though. I like the cold, man.
I don't, bro. I hate it.
I like dressing for the cold.
I just.
Same, yeah.
I don't something like some the big cold, clothes, bro. Dude.
Yeah, I like when I'm home, layering up, you know?
When I'm
yeah.
home, I'm like,
I like
man.
Feeling like I could take a bullet through my jacket.
Nah, you need to move up north then.
Looking like you standing outside waiting for the school bus to pull
for
up.
For sure. I like having, like, multiple pockets and layers, bro. Like,
I like.
You can't really hide contraband in the sun.
Yeah, but contraband. You're in a place where you don't really got to hide the contraband.
But in the snow.
You're in a place where they ship the contraband.
Yeah, exactly.
You know. Don't know. You might have that glizzy on him, man.
Get him some Tim's.
You don't know.
Puffer,
you can tell a dude wearing like skinny jeans and a tank top. Nah, you know he ain't holding a.
Ain't holding nothing.
He ain't holding that 30 in his pants.
Ain't no way he got the blick in the N1 shorts. Oh,
man. Down to his shins.
Come on, man.
The Shaq shoes.
Florida would be cool. I just think we should go. I don't know, man.
I love.
Hey, we don't know till we go.
That's a fact.
We just go and visit and
we just put
see
a,
what
like,
we can get into with
6 month
what we're doing.
6 month residencies, you know?
Little residencies.
Yeah.
Come on. Well, dude,
I ain't talking to Usher though.
It's what I was talking about is like
let it burn.
The prices of these we stayed in a mansion. Room than we needed, and we each paid $400 for a week.
There's some weird B&B shit, though. You get, like, charged for, like...
I got scammed on Airbnb.
Yeah, it's kind of sketchy, but...
Anyway, if you got all the money in the world, you don't even got to buy a place, bro. It ain't nothing to go stay a month in a place like that.
Nah.
Nothing.
Nah, that's what
you
I'm saying.
You don't buy a place.
It's all leasing, you know.
Rent out a big-ass place, Airbnb it. No problem.
Bro, I was thinking... I just remember what I was going to say it a little bit a couple minutes ago, but I feel like... WWE or just wrestling, whatever division it is in general, and NASCAR are very similar because one of my homies that I go with, he told me that, like, it's so cool because there's so many people there all rooting for different drivers, but they're all there for the same thing.
For the same thing.
And everybody's excited and gets along with each other for that. And they can, I don't know. And then wrestling, they're all there for the same thing.
Yeah,
and
so
like football.
Pulling for different. What? Different.
We went to the Royal Rumble, too, so, like, you know, you have the match and you have the countdown. Like, every minute, you know, someone comes out and, like, they put up the 10 seconds. So, like, all you hear is, like, you know, 60,000 people, 10, 9, 8.
Yeah,
like,
that's
wait,
crazy,
like,
who is
it? Who is it? And then
that's
like,
awesome.
I've seen Booker T come out. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, shit.
You seen him in
Texas?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. He came out, like, the recent – where
– That's hard.
Not the most recent one, but the one before.
Yeah.
But – Nah, it's cool, man. We need to go to a big wrestling event. Like, y'all would like it. Y'all would enjoy it.
I've been to one in South Carolina. My dad took me and one of my friends when I was
We can
little.
Go to, like, a Monday Night Raw.
I remember seeing vividly outside Jeff Hardy and Matt Hardy walking in, and I was like, hey, guys.
Yeah.
Waving at them from the top, and they were, like, just waving up, walking in, doing their thing.
Bro, shout out to the Hardy boys, man. Even Trevor put a Matt Hardy bar in a song he made recently.
I remember that. That's hard.
Yo, that song never came out.
He wrong Hardy brother jumping off of shit, but the reference was there and I liked it.
I was close enough.
I didn't say nothing to him.
I wasn't
like,
a second guess if
I
he
respect
didn't say
it,
that.
You know, I respect so, it. You know?
Look, any wrestler that rhymed was getting to jump off the top rope.
Pause.
Shit.
But Rikishi. Yeah, nah.
He ain't jumping off nothing.
I'll put Rikishi in a bar. Rikishi is, so not to get nerd
See,
out
you
about wrestling.
You blew my mind with this when we were watching the rest.
Rikishi, so you get Roman Reigns. You get, you know, The Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, you know The Rock. And then, like, Roman Reigns is, like, the new face of WWE. You know what I'm saying?
Top dog.
His cousins, the Usos, are twins. Also, Samoan. Rikishi is their dad.
Yep. I remember you telling
and
me
it's like
that.
It's just a whole Samoan, like, bloodline family.
And
like, that's
that they all, like, work
that's
their way
the story
in.
They're telling, like, on WWE right now. And it's, like, pretty cool. It's pretty good.
So the Uso brothers, like, they were, like...
They were a tag team, the best tag team for
then
a long time.
Like if like
they're
split
beefing,
up.
Yeah, they
yeah, they're
split
beefing
up.
Right now.
They're probably gonna wrestle each other at WrestleMania.
Okay,
there's 2 days of WrestleMania too. I'm gonna make y'all watch that too, Saturday and Sunday. So
hey, I've watched plenty
we're locked
of it.
In.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna get y'all to a NASCAR race.
I'm down to go to NASCAR, bro.
No doubt.
We got to go do the content.
You pull up, tailgate, I was telling, and be around all them people.
I was telling.
Pull up good food.
Listen, I was telling Trevor and Cameron, we need to do like the NASCAR, like, you know, man on the street shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, we're trying to reach for the Happy Dad sponsor. So we need to go to NASCAR and try to convince these rednecks to bong dads.
Absolutely.
And like, yeah, take the Kong bong.
Yeah.
Take some dads. Be like, bro,
get a couple Kong bongs.
What do we need to do to get you to bong a dad? And they're gonna be like, what in the hell?
Yeah.
And then we just get them all off the dads, you know, and it's content.
Yeah.
If I see that before we get to it, I'm suing.
Trademark. No, I love it. Let's.
That should
bring it
fun
to life. Let's
NASCAR,
make it happen.
NASCAR is fun, but it's really loud.
Like, oh yeah.
I love cars.
Stupid
I don't
loud.
Care.
I'm taking the earplugs. I'm gonna be in there with
got to plug. Yeah.
I might even take the AirPods noise cancellation.
Yeah.
Listen to Lil Baby.
I do that now. I pull up the NASCAR app and you can listen to the radios of each driver.
Oh,
like,
that's fire.
Talking shit.
You'd be listening to like Noah Gragson say the N word.
Probably
shit.
Yeah.
Fucking bitch.
N word.
I hate Noah Gragson, dude. Pussy. Shit. What else you boys want to talk about?
I feel like we got a solid little episode here, man. For us just doing it,
just booze.
Randomly, we got the damn P. Diddy shit.
That's a fact. Yeah. Do it again tomorrow.
Yeah.
The next day and the
next
day.
Whenever we can.
Damn, I had something else, but it just literally came and went in my mind. Pause.
We talked about Vegas, wrestling, NASCAR, baseball.
Yeah.
Diddly.
It's been a weird day, bro. I'm glad we did this, though, because like I said at the beginning, bro, it started out as a good day, and then it just got shitty, dude.
Yeah.
Like, he was just like, ugh.
Hey, day's about over, man. We finished the day with a nice
new day, new money.
Little chit-chat here, little podcast.
Well, shit, boys. I guess that's it, man. Episode 41, we out.
Come on. Bow.